welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. Each week on the show, despite the fact that Sarah Palin is back in the news again, we will share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed, something Laura and I call a tiny victory.
That's right. So thank you for joining us. For the next 15 minutes or so, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about night lights that are out to get you, and I'll stop worrying about pilots lying about their experience.
And I will stop worrying about why a baby seal was in Long Island traffic.
Aw, even baby seals don't like traffic. And now, let's get tiny!
Let's tiny it up. Coming up on the show, Laura feels the feels, and I do too. We will explain that. Feeling feelings for feelers who don't like to feel. Can I say feel one more time?
Plus, Adam in Rochester just took the first step into seeing things more clearly.
But first, this week's episode is sponsored by Lumi Labs. So if you haven't heard about microdosing, you must be living on another planet because everyone has talked about this, and it is something that I have been doing. I have been using Lumi Labs microdose gummies. I've been taking Lumi Lab microdose gummies. I use them to help me sleep at night, and I find their gummies deliver sort of a perfect entry-level dose of THC. It doesn't make me feel high, which is not something I want, but it just helps me to fall asleep, and it's been a great thing, so I highly recommend it. And some people use it for a creative boost, for enjoying the moment, for sleep, for pain, for anxiety, or workout recovery.
Microdose is available nationwide, so that's great. And you can learn more about microdosing THC. You just do a quick search online or go to microdose.com. Use code TINY, T-I-N-Y, to get free shipping and 30% off your first order, which that is so great, 30%. Links can be found in the show description. But again, that's microdose.com and use code TINY, T-I-N-Y.
Okay. Laura House, you told me that you were feeling the feels. So lay it on us. What's happening?
So I don't know. I mean, look, the thing about a tiny victory is it's a victory for you, like not humanity at large.
Right.
And maybe not for someone else. Maybe not for anyone else. I guess is really kind of the point of the show. But
yeah, I mean, the idea is, as we've talked about, it's when you recognize that you've done something that takes you out of your comfort zone, that gives you joy or a feeling of accomplishment that's never going to be written about in any media of any kind.
Oh, this will not. I would be shocked. I mean, that would be an amazing, like Feelers Monthly. Maybe I'll get a blurb. But I'm packing, which is a whole other story. But essentially, my victory is I picked up something from that was my mother's. It was something my mother had painted. And I started to feel like I wanted to cry. And then I just did. Is that enough for a tiny victory? Like, I will bully myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, I will bulldoze over my especially like something like packing. Look, there is a lot to do. I have a list of all the lists I've made. Like, I will get into like beast mode, get everything done and just be like, I don't have time for that. And I was like, you know what? Maybe just your mom touched this thing and now you're touching it. And why don't you just take a moment? And it was sweet.
This is why we call it the show Tiny Victories, because there's a big thing happening, which is that you and Brian are moving back. You moved to Texas during the pandemic. Now you're moving back to Los Angeles, which is a really big deal to me to be moving, you know, across the country again. But that's not what your tiny victory talking about.
I mean, to be honest, if, you know, unpacking, like even getting a place in LA is a big deal right now. But yes, it wasn't about that. It was like, yeah, I let myself like just miss her and realize like it is special. These items are really special.
Yeah. To, well, you know, items hold memories for us. And, you know, what the thing about that makes it a tiny victory is that we live in a culture, I'm not saying this like I made this up. We all know we live in a culture that emphasizes getting things done, pushing through things.
Yeah.
And when we're able to say, okay, you know, I'm having these feelings and that's okay. For me, I think the thing that I can fear is I will never stop having feelings. I will have too many feelings and I will be overwhelmed by feelings. And that's what keeps me from wanting to experience things sometimes. And, you know, I just wrote this piece in the Washington Post about being this aware, this acute sense of the profoundness of life. And actually for a little while, I did feel like I allowed myself to have feelings and I worried that I would be over. I'd be like flowers. Oh my God.
Right.
Or, you know, this has been a thing with, you know, seeing people after not seeing from the pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh, my friends, like it's so special, but I went for it and I just said, okay, these are these feelings. And sure enough, things normalized. I'm able to see a cherry blossom tree. I'm in New York right now. It's April. I was in New York last April. And when I saw the cherry blossoms, I couldn't control myself. Well, a year later, I can see them and think they're beautiful, but I'm not falling apart at every minute. You know, I think if I know this about myself now, if I can say it's okay to feel things, you won't be over. It won't bring you to your knees forever.
It won't be the only thing you ever do again.
Right.
Like, I know I felt sad. I guess I'm just sad now. It's like I had to unlearn feeling things. And now I'm like unlearning the unlearning of feeling things.
Well, also, I think, you know, what you're talking about is also, you know, your mother's things, right? So this very often happens when we lose parents, I think, and also when we're moving. So then, you know, these occasions, so this, you've had this experience, and that is another thing I've been through as well. Both my parents died a few years ago, and I changed, you know, when you are out of the role of being the child of someone because they're no longer living, if that has been a big part of your life, and now you are the adult in your life, you know, that's a big passage. And when you're packing, of course, those things are brought up because you see these items. And the thing I was so relate, Laura, is that, you know, I'm visiting my sister in New York and she has more of our mother's things and our father's things around the house, but she has the needlepoint pillows. Now,
this
is like a trigger alert for me.
Because, right.
You know, we always say about these pillows, there were so many. I mean, my mother needlepointed and she didn't just needlepoint like one or two things. It was like, entire village of pillows. Right.
Oh man. My mom crocheted blanket after blanket, after blanket, after blanket. Like they could wrap around earth.
Right. Like if we put our mother's needlepoint and knitting together,
we could put a koozie around the Empire State Building.
Exactly. And the thing is that like, we always say, we don't want to live without them, but we also don't want to live with them.
Because so much of it is so weird. You're like, I mean, I can't just throw it away, but I really can't look at it every day either. Yeah, there's a whole lot of, that's a whole category.
I have a sister who's looking at them every day. But I just want to show this to you. This is actually one of my favorites. It's kind of hilarious.
So we know it's a podcast, but we'll describe. Holding up a...
And we're going to put pictures up, but describe this, Laura.
Kind of rectangular pillow with a very groovy, it's kind of blue fringe and a very groovy sort of, that's needle pointed?
It's very fine needle pointed and it's a very 1970s sort of shape, sort of Peter Maxey.
Yeah, like almost paisley kind of lava lampy vibe.
It's like 3 feet long. You can't ignore this thing. This is not something that like you can just like sort of like, oh, you know, it's like it takes up a lot of mental energy.
It is. It's like we inherit our parents, the Smithsonian of our parents' lives. And you can't just offload it, but you're also, so I ran and got something because you ran and got something. Not that it's a competition, but this is so you describe this. Ooh. And we'll take pictures.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is This is look like it's from España. It looks like a piece of wood with like El Greco-ish guitars. Or there's a guitar or a mandolin and a cello and a horn. Maybe.
Yeah, there's a horn in there.
Maybe this is...
Which I never even thought of because Brian's a trumpet player.
Brian plays the trumpet.
She painted this. It is a piece of wood and it's kind of scalloped or something. So it looks fancy.
Yes, it looks like an antique from Spain.
I love that it looks Spanish. I mean, that could be the design. So my mom didn't paint like freestyle paint, but she did what's called toll painting.
What's that?
Which I never hear anyone talk about, but there is a little section for it at Michael's. So it went by a stencil, I guess is what I'm saying, but she painted the thing, she had them around, and I sometimes sign my name. I'll show this really close because our last name is House and we put a little rooftop over the H and I got that from her. She got that from my dad's mom. Anyway, I just picked it up and like, it was just that visceral, like where my hand is hold, like her hand was here and it will never be here again. And that was my victory, was I just let myself be in that moment. And you're right. It can, especially for the doers and the, yes. I don't want to get into that of us. It can feel like, but I'll never stop or I can tell myself I'm being a baby.
Yeah.
Like I can be like, right. Grow up and move on and blah. And it's like, no, like I'm making room for myself, you guys, but I'm like, it's a part of humanity.
Well, we should take a break, but I do want to mention there's a great song that was sort of one of the anthems of my childhood. It's on the album Free to Be You and Me, and it's called It's All Right to Cry. And it's by, it was written by Carol Hall. And I highly recommend a listen for you, House, and for everybody out there. But we shall be back in a minute after we hear from another show on the Maximum Fun Network. And when we come back, we have a hotline call. Woohoo!
It's all right to cry. Crying gets the sad out of you. It's all right to cry. It might make you feel better.
Max Fun Drive is just around the corner.
2022.
Starting April 25th, it's the best time of the year to support your favorite shows by becoming a Max Fun member or upgrading your membership.
In just 2 weeks.
We've got some great episodes and amazing thank you gifts in store. And who knows, maybe a few surprises.
Don't forget bonus content.
So make sure to tune in starting Monday, April 25th to get all the juicy details on what each show has in store.
Actually, wait, what are the details anyway? And why are they juicy? That's kind of a strange adjective to describe.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gerwich. We have a call from Adam in Rochester, New York.
I just totally had a tiny victory. A couple months ago, I ordered a pair of glasses off of an online website, and they weren't the right fit, so I was going to return them and exchange them with another pair, but the company was waiting to receive the pair of glasses to return. And I just now put in the time to return them. So hopefully I can get my new glasses. Yay. Yeah, like 3 months later. Okay. Well, that's my tiny victory. Thanks.
Yay.
Okay.
Man, on top of that stuff is a big deal.
Oh my God. I am so inspired by that because I ordered a pair of new glasses.
you are Wendy relatable today.
That's the thing. These are just the little things that make us all human.
It is.
That we're all struggling with, which is that I ordered them and I'm almost at 3 months. And so I feel like I've got just like 2 weeks left. You know, I'm like, okay, Adam. All right. You set the bar 3 months.
Where you need to 3 months, like within the period where you can return them.
I don't know. All I can say is I relate, you know, and I just feel like I'm trying to like now, like just match Adam. He's my new hero because I sometimes just give up and I just
I feel yeah. Same. I feel like that's the thing, is that you just like go, and it's kind of, I don't want to say cynically that's what they're counting on, but well, isn't it what they're counting on?
Okay.
That like you just kind of go, you know what? I don't want to be on the phone for 2 hours. I don't want to.
Exactly.
Just forget it.
So like a couple, like it's like about 6 months ago, I ordered a new vibrator and I accidentally ordered two.
Annabelle, it's not this. This is not the same.
Can I?
You
just
are
say,
always trying to work your vibrators into these conversations. Always.
I ordered two, and I just figured, oh shit, fuck! I just could. I meant to return it, and then I just thought I'll just have a backup. And sure enough, last week,
if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Just. But the first one broke, and I was so happy I had the second one.
Oh, Annabelle. This is a whole other episode.
It happens,
you broke,
people.
You snapped it in half. I assume.
We've all been
Talk
there.
About it. Talk about it. Literally no one has been there. That is.
Well, that's the issue. Well, if no one's been there, that's why you need it. Okay. So. That's it for this week's show. Thank you, Adam and Laura. It's all right to cry. Crying gets the sad out of you.
It's a little bitty tear soup. It's a little demi-tasse tear soup.
A demi-tasse.
I know
fancy.
Soup doesn't go in a demi-tasse, but still.
You're so fancy. You always tease me about that, and you're being very fancy. I love it.
I'm secret fancy. Thank you to everyone who calls in. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episode sharing listener victories, so please keep them coming. We love them. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can record your Tiny Victory on the voice memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org. Help us get the word out about the show, won't you? Please tell your friends, family, or anyone you meet you think needs a little bit of goodness or a backup vibrator in their lives.
Another way you can help out is by leaving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and writing a review.
Got a comment or suggestion about a recent episode? Reach out to us on the socials. Our show handle is @GetTinyPod on both Instagram and Twitter.
So Monkey the Cat tweeted a message about a call we got in episode 75. This was from a woman in Georgia who did a tiny thing to help her mom. And anyway, here's what she wrote. That was the most amazing call I've heard. It was so incredibly moving to visualize her listening to your voices while in Georgia, Georgian flag emoji, and Istanbul, Turkish flag emoji, amidst her mom's cancer protocol and unsettling events in that area of the world.
It was so moving.
We agree. It was amazing.
If you haven't listened to that Tiny Victory call, thanks to Monkey the Cat for affirming that to us and to our wonderful caller. And just, it's very exciting. Listen to that episode 75 to hear it. And I'm so glad we could offer something.
Also, thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher. The show is edited by Christian Duenas.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you allow yourself to truly feel all the feels that your tiny victory inspires.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.